Hi, this is a dictation for Jerome Anderson, Jerome Anderson. The patient, Jerome Anderson, is here for a new patient visit after an accident. The date of birth is 8/11/1985. Date of accident is 12/15/2024. Chief complaint. The patient is here reporting that he's got severe pain in his back and the person worsens after sitting for a time. His left hip is also hurting and the pain shoots down his left leg. There is a severe pain in the neck, worsened by turning the head. He was involved in an automobile accident on 12/15/2024. He has done physical therapy 3 times per week for 5 months, but no chiropractic treatment. In addition, he also fell in 2023 at work when he has a fracture of the right patella. History of the accident is reported as follows. On 12/15/2024, patient was sitting as a rear seat passenger on the left side in a bus that was traveling on Kerchaval, Kerchaval, and Filost, Filost. This was around 11:30 a.m. The driver put a very hard brake and he flew in the bus. He was sitting in the back and he flew out of the seat and hit a pole plus 3-4 seats, and then he landed up on the floor. Nobody else got injured. No other vehicles were involved. The patient was not wearing a seatbelt. No airbags deployed. There was a momentary loss of consciousness as she felt dazed, D-A-Z-E-D. There was no hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital by ambulance. He reported that due to this accident, he has no bleeding or fracture, but his right knee had a cut, laceration, and it opened up. There was 8 sutures applied. He had an injury to the head. There was no damage to the bus. History of presenting illness. The patient is suffering from headaches which are in the right and left temple. Moderate, they are reported to be around 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, off and on, but no sensitivity to light or noise. And there is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports of forgetfulness and peeing in the bed, and erectile dysfunction. Denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, none of them. Sorry, he has no dizziness, no vertigo, no loss of consciousness. Since the accident, no seizures, no loss of memory or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. There is no history of confusion, disorientation, no lack of focus or concentration, no nausea, vomiting. No history of any vision problem, taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. Patient never saw any neurologist in the last 5-6 months. In addition, patient is reporting numbness and tingling in the area of the lower back and the right hand. And difficulty walking. He can walk less than 2 blocks. There is a sleep disturbance and depression, denies anxiety, panic, no sudden anesthesia, no lightheadedness, He can sit up to 30 minutes without any issues, but standing is painful. After 30 minutes, he can sleep for 4 hours maximum. Regarding the pain issues, a patient report that he's suffering from pain in the neck, which is 6, with no radiation except there is a numbness and tingling of the right hand. And there is a decreased amount of flexion in the right hand fingers, and there is a cramping. In addition, lower back pain is reported to be 8, with occasional radiation to both the vertex. Left knee, he cannot bend. It is because of the old 1-year-old injury. And some pain is located in the right upper part of the knee. right upper part of the leg due to the old injury. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, heavy. They're varying from 7 to 9. ADS are affected. 8. Modifying factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, and improved by medications. Muscle weakness is reported for the right hand and the left leg. MRIs have been done to this patient, and in the past, patient reported that he went to American Pain Center, and he saw Dr. Jean Paul, where he was provided medications for pain. He saw Dr. Bachu at Michigan Institute of Pain for 2 times. Physical therapy has done 60 visits and chiropractic 1 time to EISMAN. Regarding the system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, disability, legal history, and personal history, please use the records along with the ADLs. Regarding the physical examination, the blood pressure is 140, 1 over 86, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100%, respiratory rate is 20, temperature 97.5, height is 5'11". And weight is 202. This is a 39-year-old gentleman, African-American, male, who is alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing of colonicia. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases noticed. There is incredible anxiety of getting pain relief, but no lethargy, good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal, patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without using any electric devices. Rest of the exam comes from the template, except in the skin, please mention a scar at the right knee, which is 6 inch long. From previous surgery in 2023. Neurological normal, psychology normal, musculature examination reveals spasm of the quadratus lumborum bilaterally, as well as trapezius muscle with few trigger points, especially on the left side of the upper trapezius near the neck to the shoulder junction. 2 of them are noticed. Paravertebral muscles are also in spasm from L1 to L5. musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation from the complete spine tenderness. Both the SI joints are found tender. Spine is not tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm L1 to L5 bilaterally with the 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 45, extension is 45, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 45. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, bilateral side flexion is 20, extension is 15, and bilateral rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Hoffman sign is positive. And the Lermit test is positive. Restriction test was negative. Total test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test is negative. And the lumbar spine straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees bilaterally. TLR is positive bilaterally. Regular test negative. Camp test is positive. Brudzinski Kernick test negative. Babinski negative. SI joint. Bilateral SI joint are tender. Faber test is positive bilaterally. Consular test is positive bilaterally. Restriction test, iliac compression, bending flexion negative. Extremities examination. The area of the right knee was found to be positive. With a positive scar with a generalized tenderness in the patella, but it is all intact, no fractures, no laceration anymore, the sutures are provided. It's the right knee we are talking, and no effusion arrhythmia. The range of motion is lessened. Flexion from full extension is around 100 degrees. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is 4/5. Valgus varus abnormality not present. Anterior rod, posterior rod is positive. Maximal Steinman negative and patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis. Please review the diagnosis page. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient was provided following medications today, and they are Voltaren gel, 3%, 200 gram to apply on the right knee and the neck area. Narco 10 over 325, one pill a day for 7 days was provided. The MRIs are being awaited. They have been ordered released, and they'll be discussed on the next visit. Physical therapy, patient has already finished his physical therapy for more than 6 months, 50-60 visits. There is no need, but I have placed an order for and referred to chiropractic treatment for evaluation and treatment. Non-pharmacological modalities. Home exercise plan, refer to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging record is awaited. for the next visit. We have requested a release of them. Interventional pain procedures will be recommended on the next visit. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Attended care caseworker is none. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigation are on hold. DME. Patient is provided with a neck traction and a cervical traction and also TENS unit for further help. In education, yes. Weight loss, not needed. Disability, patient has not been given a disability today. And follow-up visit will be in 1 week time. Thank you. Direct contact, please. Thank you.